Now to a study that showed that nearly 40% of American universities in a recent national survey reported they're getting fewer applications from overseas. And university administrators say it's because of concerns about President Trump's campaign rhetoric and policy proposals. And they say lower foreign student enrollment is likely to hurt their campuses and American industry. Adolfo Guzman Lopez from member station KPCC has the view from Los Angeles.
Manoj Sampanji Ram is in his first year in the Master's of Engineering program at California State University, Long Beach. He heard those concerns about Trump last fall from his friends back home in India.
Many of my friends were planning to apply here, but when Trump won, they all backed out.
Why?
Why? Because his rules are very strict. For H-1Bs, maybe for students.
He's talking about the visas that allow foreigners to work in this country. President Trump wants to put limits on those visas. That worries Sampanji Ram. But for the time being, he's soaking up the training to learn as much as possible about design and manufacturing. He and a classmate power up a saw to cut a carbon fiber sheet they designed and made.
We're cutting into small pieces, putting in the testing machine.
Cal State Long Beach head of international programs, Terrence Graham, says applications from China are down 9%, from Iran down 24%, and from India down 42%.
So we did get emails from concerned students from India saying, you know, should I finish my application? Is there any point in me planning to come? And we try to assuage those concerns. We have heard from students from Iran, and Iran has consistently sent significant numbers of students to Cal State Long Beach and to the United States in general, but concerns certainly there with a lot of the rhetoric about the travel, the executive order.
Officials at Cal State Fullerton and the University of California, Riverside, say they're hearing similar concerns from some of the same countries and are seeing similar drops. International students make up about 70% of graduate students in engineering at Cal State Long Beach. Administrators say that's because so few U.S.-born students apply. A drop in foreign student enrollment could reduce class offerings and would mean fewer graduates, says Farooqzan Golshani, dean of the College of Engineering.
Probably we can adjust. However, the workforce will be impacted much more significantly. The reason is that we have relied on foreign-born American-educated graduates, both in industry and also at the faculty ranks in the academy.
If foreign applications continue to drop, Golshani says, American public schools will need to do a better job getting students interested in science, technology, engineering, and math careers.
Within the United States, many, many more of our U.S.-born students have to choose to go to STEM and have to choose to do a graduate program and a doctoral program in order for us to have an adequate workforce in these areas in the years to come. Otherwise, we will fall behind.
Cal State Long Beach's International Programs Office says it's trying several things to counter the application drop. The office created online videos to reassure overseas applicants that Southern California is a tolerant place where they are welcome.
My name is Ayub El-Briki. I'm from Morocco.
My name is Kelly Horn, and I'm from Canada.
Hi, I'm Manika Nuja, and I'm from India.
This campus has nearly 2,000 students from abroad earning a degree, among the highest number of all 23 Cal State universities. International students pay about double in tuition and fees compared to a California resident, and $1,200 more than non-resident students, so the drop could affect the university's budget. International Programs Executive Director Terrence Graham says drops in Asian and Middle Eastern applications has prompted him to send recruiters to places they rarely go.
For example, looking at Africa, looking at some other regions that we might not have been putting as many resources into, so that we're less susceptible to those political sort of ups and downs that are part of this business.
But even in those countries, Graham says, his staff will likely get similar questions about whether it's safe to study in the U.S. and whether government policies will allow them to stay and work after graduation. For Here and Now, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez in Los Angeles.